AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S.'s partial government shutdown is entering its fourth day. Speaker Mike Johnson's ability to carry out what he calls President Trump's play call for funding the government will be put to the test today as the House holds a procedural vote on a bill to end the shutdown. Johnson will need near unanimous support from Republicans, but some lawmakers are threatening to tank the effort if their priorities are not included. President Trump weighed in with a social media post telling them, quote, there can be no changes at this time, adding, I hope everyone will vote yes. The measure would end the partial government shutdown that began Saturday, funding most of the federal government through September 30th and the Department of Homeland Security for 2 weeks. Lawmakers are also negotiating potential changes involving the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. The Clintons have agreed to testify in a House investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has been advancing criminal contempt of Congress charges against both former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for defying a congressional subpoena to testify in the panel's investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein donated to Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign and Hillary Clinton's joint fundraising committee ahead of her 2000 Senate campaign. The former president had a well-documented relationship with Epstein in the late 1990s and early 2000s. However, he's not been accused of wrongdoing. Attorneys for the Clintons emailed the oversight panel saying the pair will appear for depositions on mutually agreeable dates. Still, Comer says an agreement has not been reached to avoid a contempt vote. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is AP News. Attorneys for the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk are trying to ban videos of the shooting from court. A hearing is set for today in Utah. 22-year-old Tyler Robinson is charged with aggravated murder. AP correspondent Haya Pinchwani reports on Don Lemon's arrest.
Don Lemon says that about a dozen federal agents came to his Los Angeles hotel to arrest him last week. The independent journalist told ABC late night host Jimmy Kimmel that's even though his attorney had told authorities he would turn himself in to face federal civil rights charges. Lemon said on the show Jimmy Kimmel Live that sending the agents was a waste of resources. Lemon was indicted last week on federal civil rights charges over his coverage of an anti-immigration enforcement protest that disrupted a service at a Minnesota church. Lemon's attorney has said Lemon plans to plead not guilty. He told reporters he will not be silenced after he was released in response to a judge's orders.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.